10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Celebrate summer with Hartford Athletic Soccer. Join us at Trinity Health Stadium June 24th at 7 p.m. as the Green and Blue take on Indy 11. Check out the Connecticut Craft Beer Garden and grab a bite from the best food trucks around. Get your tickets today at HartfordAthletic.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution. He teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago, responding generously with what we know so far of Build Back Better, which is now called the Inflation Reduction Act because of compromises made in parts of it between Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer, and senators who dissent. That would be Manchin of West Virginia and perhaps Sinema of Arizona. But in any event, inside both is an intention for what was called the Green New Deal. These are elements of the future, we're told, electric vehicles and moving away from fossil fuel-based economy to one of sustainable energy economy. Professor, I mention all of this because we're looking at headlines out of Europe that are dire. The British situation, the English situation right now, is spiking electricity costs, and it is not winter. They do not have right now a plan B for what is said to be an additional £500 per consumer for £500 per consumer in the new year. In Europe, the continent, it's even worse. We have in Germany no plan B whatsoever for the cutoff, ostensibly not yet, but now in effect, of Nord Stream 1 gas. They do not have an alternative, and right now they're said to be taking cold showers in Berlin and turning down the lights at various institutions at night in order to save electricity. When we come to the United States, however, we have all sources of energy available and will in future. So is Europe a harbinger of what could happen if we move away too abruptly or immediately from fossil fuel? Or is that one off because of the war in Ukraine and there's no lesson there for us?
Oh, there's a lesson there for us. In fact, we've already not learned the lesson. Situation in the United States is better than it is in Europe, but it is certainly not a rosy situation. I routinely get all sorts of notices about having to cut down air conditioning in the middle of the day and conserving energy at night and all the rest of that stuff, because our system is slowly being starved as well. The European system essentially has tried to go to this green stuff. And what I'm going to say quite bluntly is the extent that I can understand what's going on with respect to global warming, you're talking about, say, being a changing a tenth of a degree of temperature. In the short run, any increases in coal by the Chinese and the Indians will completely undo anything that we try to do by way of saving. So you're talking there about huge increases in consumption by 2.5 billion people. And then you're trying to talk about modest saves by 100 million people. It's just ditzy to think that the latter has anything to do with this relative to the former. And it's also the case that, in fact, you can do much more efficiently, even if you are worried about carbon dioxide, which I think is overdrawn, by being much more efficient in the way in which you use fossil fuels rather than trying to turn the system into solar when the sun doesn't shine and wind when the wind doesn't blow. Fracking increases in every conceivable dimension have been enormous over the last 10 or 15 years. There are fewer inputs, fewer waste, less water use, higher yields from everything that you've done. You continue on that path, you'll make much more of a saving than trying to shut this thing down. The United States uses maybe 3-5% of wind and solar energy for its entire base. Much of that is ephemeral anyhow, because if you want to use electrical cars, what they do is they charge themselves at pump stations, which in fact are powered by fossil fuel energy. There is nothing remotely efficient as fossil fuel energy in any way, shape, or the world once you start to take away these subsidies. And what happens is you cannot draw any inferences from the successful introduction of a system of solar panels in certain parts of sunny Arizona to say that it's everywhere else. As you get further and further, you're going to be having to use wind and solar in less hospitable and less attractive environments, and their costs will start to go up and their breakdowns will become just enormous. So the Biden people, I think, are just utterly disastrous in the way in which they have done this stuff. They've got every single thing wrong about the situation. If you actually figure out what most Americans are worried about, green energy is right at the bottom of the particular issue. Most people are worried about keeping warm and being able to buy food essentials for their family. And if we start doing what we're doing here with respect to electrical transmission, this is so universal throughout the system. If we start doing the same thing with fossil fuels, you shut down the energy sector, even a substantial amount, every other sector is going to take a dive with us. As far as the Ukraine, Mr. Putin has got his gas, and even if he can't sell it to the West, he may be able to sell it to India and China, for example, who will buy it one way or another. But the key point is, if you expand the production of fossil fuels in the United States and ship them overseas, what happens is you can negate the Ukrainian problem almost overnight and leave the Russia with less of what it is that they have. It's also the case, by the way, if you look at the litigation on pipelines in the United States, this constant effort to stop pipeline, they're 95% finished. You have to start building them. And then somebody puts a 2-year legal hold on it for the last 4%. It's perfectly standard practice. The permitting system goes through every different state. You need 50 permits to build a pipeline. You get 3 months from the time you get the permit to start. So you can't begin it all at once. So what happens is you let the thing get built. There are a lot of sunk costs. And then you litigate the last 5%. And now what we do is we have a pipeline system which is heavily concentrated on north-south, getting things to the Gulf of Mexico so they can be sent overseas. It's not the case, if you don't export that stuff, that you'll be able to effortlessly translate it, transfer it back to eastern places that need it. There isn't the pipeline infrastructure going east-west that can handle the volumes that you need, and using trucks and trains, which are much more expensive and much more risky. So this is the most bizarre episode in the United States. I have never seen a set of policies which are so downright wacko crazy in terms of the way in which they're going. Deep decarbonization, which is the fashionable phrase, will lead to endless suffering by large numbers of people. And you're not just talking about economic profits. Now, people who don't get adequate food, people who don't get adequate heat in the winter and adequate air conditioning in the summer get sick at a higher level. But of course, their ability to get medical care is going to be compromised because hospitals are going to be subject to the same kind of energy substances as everybody else. So what happens is, I wish I was optimistic as you are in saying that, yes, we've got all senses of energy alive. We have them all alive. We haven't shut them down, but we're trying to cripple them in the way in which they go. And essentially, if we keep on this current path, then you can say in 3 years, we will be where Europe is. And that's not going to be a pleasant story for anybody.
Professor Richard Epstein, Senior Fellow for the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network, with gig speeds everywhere. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Hey, babe, what you got there?
This is a check from Carvana. I just sold my car to them. I went online and Carvana gave me an offer right away. Then they just picked up the car and gave me this.
Well, that's a big check. Well, obviously, you could put this towards your next car, or we could finally get that jacuzzi, or I could start taking tuba lessons, or I could quit my job and write my memoir.
Or I can put it towards my next car with Carvana.
Sorry, your check, not mine.
Sell your car to Carvana. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get a real offer in seconds.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.